Hi, I'm Danica Johnson.
And I'm Chris LeConte.
And we're Champion Chat 360.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Champion Chat 360. Today's just Danica and I. Hello, love. Oh, and Ravenna's here as well.
And Ravenna, if you hear her little crank pants, she put her crank pants on today.
All cranked up. It's a cranky pants day. Belle is too, but she's downstairs with Daddy. And because I am leaving tomorrow for the weekend, I'm letting them get their daddy-daughter time as much as possible. So
there you go.
Well, we are, her and I. So nice. So we're going to do a little update stuff today and go from there. So you, my love, are 9 weeks?
Yeah, 9 weeks. 9 weeks today.
Nice. And so give us a little bit of an update about you, your life, and your body.
So to be honest, I think that I felt better 2 weeks postpartum than I do now. Hmm. And 2 weeks postpartum, I went right back to my pre-pregnancy weight, which was like a goal of mine. I think for pretty much everybody, it's kind of a goal. And I actually went below that and I was like, oh, I got this, like easy breezy. And I'll let my body kind of get right back into the swing of things and I'll listen to my body. So at like a 4 week mark, I did start going back to like a little bit of band. I think I even posted like I went back to like band workouts, doing easy light cardio, just feeling how my body was. And then bam, everybody got sick.
Yeah.
Then I stopped working out because I needed to take care of me. I stopped working out again because I needed to take care of her and she got really, really sick. And then it was like this repetitive cycle of like everybody's sick, no one's sleeping, no one's eating, everyone's coughing up shit. So I wasn't consistent at all. And it's amazing how deconditioned your body can become when you are not weight training or when you're not consistent with your routine or your regimen and you were doing it prior. So my first – I just – like to be honest, I just feel sloppy. Mm-hmm. Like I'm – I'll probably cry because I told this to Matt, and Matt was like, well, you look fantastic, and I'm doing posing classes, and the girls are like, wow, that's not fair that you look like that bouncing back, and I was like, yeah, I'm in, like, thank God for Lululemon tight pants. Like, it holds the shit in. No wonder why I look good, because I'm wearing spandex. And Matt's like, but you're wearing spandex. I was like, yeah, tight. Tight spandex. That holds everything in. Everything's nice and tight together. I don't feel the same. And it's probably because I was sick and wasn't able to get back into things. And I think this is like the first week that everybody in the household is feeling a little bit better. And so it was my first workout at a gym, like at my gym, which is great. So I have like more equipment and I'm definitely nowhere near. I didn't expect to be as strong as I used to be or be able to do the same exact things as I was doing prior. But yeah, things are just different. Like they're just shifted differently. And my body fat composition is definitely higher. And I just feel like I thought that I had the momentum going and then it was like, which isn't that life, right? Like, I'm sure you can speak on that too. You have to realize that it's not going to be exactly as you planned it to be. And even when you do plan it out and you think things are going to go your way, you have a little one.
Yeah.
And it just doesn't.
It's funny because, and neither of us are complaining when we're telling you this update. We're just telling you how we're feeling. So if anyone's like, oh, complain about being small people, well, pound sand, we're allowed to have feelings. So right. It's different for us. So get used to it.
Exactly.
It's like, at the same time, it's like you feel almost skinny and fat. Like you feel skinny fat. It's just a nice way to say it's deconditioned. I agree with you completely. I didn't get a cold, but it was amazing to think for me, like not getting into the gym as often as I thought. But two par, I think I might have said this already, is one, I don't really have the time because I'm with her, and that's kind of an excuse. I guess I technically could have like an hour or two to do it, but I'd have to drive, and that takes a little time out of it, so I can do it at home. I just can't do, like, a big lift, like we were kind of saying. When you go to the gym, it's a different workout than you can do it at home, unless you have lots of things at home. But I get 2 days a week that I can do in a gym for sure, so, and I was doing 2 days a week just of little things here and there. Sometimes, other than that, just literally, like, some crunches here, or kickbacks, or band workout, whatever it is, every once in a while, too. So, it's a definitely different life, and I think it gets easier when you can put them in daycare, but, I mean, for you, she's been sick, so she can't go to daycare, but that's a great example of, if, let's say, we're in prep or something, and now we have this new thing that has to be factored in, that's like, oh, here's another little wrench in that plan, that you have to, not only can you not eat Oreos, now you have to,
right.
not that you need to eat Oreos, but let's just use that as an example.
Yeah.
It's definitely interesting. I've always admired moms for being able to do stuff, and I was like, damn, I don't know how you do it. And now I'm like, kudos. And I don't want to be cliche and be like, holy shit, all this stuff is absolutely true, but it's like, holy shit, all this stuff is absolutely true.
Yeah, I remember doing, like, when I was the head fitness consultant here, and a big part of, well, a big excuse, so to say, like, everybody has, like, what are the challenges that come into your way in helping you to achieve your goals? And for moms, it was always time, mm-hmm. and finding the time to commit to just taking care of them and being able to, like, work it in their schedule when it comes to kids and what the kids' obligations are and responsibility to your kids, and then taking the time for you, mm-hmm. and then not feeling guilty. Like, mm-hmm. Another thing was for them to be like, well, if I am going to start up with personal training, that's an hour of my day. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if, like, I'm ready to do that, to just to be focused on me, and I would have to help them through that part. Mm-hmm. But I would always think, like, geez, like, this is a reoccurring thing where they're telling me that a challenge is time, mm-hmm. and I wonder how I'm going to be. And yeah, like, fuck, I seriously am, like, there was a one point where I said to Matt, I'm going to lose my shit. Like, I need to go downstairs, and I need to just, like, do my own workout, because even when, like, you want to do your own workout, it's not the same. It is totally not. She's on me, so I've been putting her in a carrier, mm-hmm. and she loves the elliptical. Mm. I did it all during pregnancy, so I think that's why, but she really does love that, so I've been wearing her, mm-hmm. and making sure, like, her neck is supported, and I'm like, if this is what I have to do so that I can be healthy for me and sane for me, like, and I'm talking to her at the same time, like, now I feel comfortable doing it because her neck is more supported, mm-hmm. so, but initially, I just said, fuck it, I won't do anything. Mm-hmm. or, like, the video that you posted where you just, like, are playing with the dogs and you're doing squat and rows, and you have to.
Yeah, because you're just going to get it in somehow, some way. I was literally praying with them, and I was like, damn, this is, like, tough.
Yeah.
Grab it. Yeah. And they're both about 70 pounds, like, perfect. And it burned my legs and back. Like, I was like, holy shit, this is a workout.
That is crazy. So how are you feeling? You're 3 months.
It's four.
Four?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Yeah, I know. So is that four, 16, 17 weeks today? So seven, I know. I feel, my body feels fine. Nothing wrong with it that way, like, as in, I'm just a little tired here and there. So they say there's a 4 month regression where she doesn't sleep well. She doesn't go to bed well. She does not like to go to sleep. Like, she'll go to sleep around 11 or 1 o'clock sometimes.
Really?
Yeah, and there's some days, like, there was maybe it was last week before, I was going on 2 hours of sleep.
Oh, yeah.
I had to go to work in the morning, and that was not fun. Because she didn't settle down till like 3 in the morning or so, but that sucked. Most of the time, she's okay. I've come to terms with that she's only going to be going to bed around 11. So there's times I'm like showering it for the first time at like 1 o'clock at night or something like that.
Man.
I try to get little workouts in, like I said, here and there. I have a kettlebell and some weights and some bands downstairs, so if I can put her down and do these little things, I do. Mm-hmm. And or she's doing her tummy time and we're really trying to work on her rolling and stuff, I'll get down on the floor and I'll just do like a push-up next to her or just little things that just keep me moving, but I've been still working out the gym just twice a week.
Yeah.
They feel good. They're getting better, but I did 135s the other day for squats for the first time in a while. I almost couldn't walk for the next 2 days. Like, it was ridiculous. At one point, like, it was a long time ago, but I was doing like 225. I did for three, and I'm just like, this 135 feels like I'm going to die. It was bad.
Isn't it funny how, like, you... So I did... The very first workout I did was here at the gym. It was 2 weeks ago, and I wanted to do shoulders. Mm-hmm. And I was like, all right, I'm going to warm up. So typically I warm up with 15-pound dumbbells with, like, a shoulder press. So I, like, grabbed them, like, just not really thinking. Right. I grabbed them, and I was like, holy fuck. This is not no longer my warm-up weight. Like, this is my weight. Mm-hmm. This is what I'm going to be starting. Yep. Okay. And even with – so this past Monday, I actually – Matt had Ravenna, and I was able to do a workout here by myself, and I chose legs. Mm-hmm. And – I did the leg extension, and I haven't done leg extension in 8 weeks. Usually I put it at like 3 bars, so, and again, just to warm up. And I was by like rep 7, I was on fire. I was like, okay, we will be doing body weight lunges. And just crazy. And I'm pretty sure, yeah, I was walking funny for probably up until today. Even today, if I flex my leg, it's like, fuck no.
Yeah.
No, not. It's ridiculous. But I know, like, we're both clearly in the profession. So we know that it's coming. Mm-hmm. But then when it happens, you're like, really? Shit.
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy how bad it can get. My old therapy coach in college used to, like, she was a Nazi. She was a dictator. And that's actually, she said that. She said, ladies, on her first day, freshman year, ladies, this is not a democracy, this is a dictatorship. I don't want to hear your voice until you're a junior.
Oh my God.
Yeah, she was crazy. She was good, though. She was crazy. But anyway, so we'd be, like, running for conditioning, and she'd be like, ladies, it takes 4 weeks to get in shape and 1 day get out. When you go home for Thanksgiving, keep your shit together.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It was like, oh, shit, okay. But
it's true, though. Yeah. It's definitely true. I wish that someone said to me the other day that, so we were just talking about a new gym that's here, Lyft. Mm-hmm. And the majority of people that go there are competitors. And the Edge, where I work, it's more family oriented. Not that like Lyft isn't family oriented, just that's the population that is kind of geared towards. And he was saying, yeah, I try to stay away from competitors as girls because they're crazy. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. What is it? And he's like, yeah, they're just so – it's very rare that you meet somebody that isn't consumed by the sport and identifies themselves only as a competitor. Or because when they enter – so he's in membership, and he was saying how he met a girl, and she was like, oh, yeah, I'm training for my first competition. And he was like, I didn't give her any – like, oh, well, congratulations, look at you, da, da, da. He was like, oh, okay, and then moved on. He's like, I just find that it's very rare that people can do other things in their life. And he was like, you are one of them, Danica, and you were able to, like, compete, do the profession, do really well at it, and then move on and try to use your body for other things. And I thought to myself, oh my God, like but I still very much am somebody who really, really, really wants to look at like aesthetics. And
you're like, I've got you fooled.
Yeah. Like, and I said to him too, I was like, you know what it is? I don't show it because part of my job is to be a good role model. And of course I wanted to be a mom, but fuck, of course I want to step on stage again. And yeah, it did define me for a large portion of my life. That was all I ever did. So yeah, it was hard for me to, like, step back, and it's even harder for me to, like, think to myself, will I ever go back there? Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I don't know why, because with other things, like with field hockey, I was like, meh, I'm done with field hockey. Mm-hmm. I could care less if I ever go back to holding a stick or not. But with competing, there's something that I'm like, I don't know if I'm ready to, like, give it up. And then am I being selfish, or are my wise, like, the right reasons? Because that can obviously when people choose to compete again, their whys can be wrong. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of people just choose to compete to get into shape, and I think that's fucked up. And I don't want that to be my why, because mm-hmm. I could get into shape if I wanted to, mm-hmm. just because, mm-hmm. right? Like yeah. we could do it just because. We could have a bikini-ready body just because mm-hmm. and not step on stage ever. I would love to have a different why. Matt told me I need a new hobby. And I was like, well, I don't want to knit. I know you knit, but I don't want to knit. Maybe I'll start coloring.
Yeah. I think it's part of it, and without any judgment on its ego, like our egos, inner egos saying like, no, I can do this. I can, I can get back into shape. And like you said, you absolutely can. But then the next level is I can get back into shape and do well again.
Right.
And I think it's for me too. It's the same thing. Like, I don't know. I'm kind of I think of myself a little too low sometimes. It's not that I have low self-esteem. I just have this, my own Picasso of myself is not like, Chrissy, you won the Yort. And I'm like, yeah, I won. I was like the redheaded stepchild Yort winner. No one knew me. We all, the league fell apart afterwards, whatever kind of thing.
No, that's not true.
So I'm like, whatever, it's just, you know, it just happened. And it's a funny thing to have. I'm like, yeah, I could do well. But I always placed. I don't know why I feel like I was never like a higher up person. Is that sense? It's a weird thing. It's like my Rocky thing, I think. Mm-hmm. Where I'm always like, meh, I'm okay. Like Mike's like, you look great. I'm like, meh, I look okay. Not like that I'm not like, oh my God, I feel like it's just like, meh, I'm okay. I accept where I am. And we did a posing class the other day, and I was hitting some poses, and I was like, you know, I'm going to give myself credit. I look okay for, you know, having a baby 4 months ago. And in my head, I'm like thinking like, Jess was saying the evil frog, the evil comment.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, good job, Chrissy. Give yourself some credit. And inside of my head, it's like, you're a slacker. It's funny that you just said you identify a thing, because that's actually something I was thinking about talking about today. Like, that's the hard thing, is identifying that we're no longer who we were.
Right.
And I just don't think I realized it was going to be such a big change. Like, I'm flying tomorrow, and I love traveling. Uh-huh. It's one of my favorite things to just be able to get on, and I've said this before, get on something, get in a car, go somewhere, and just mm-hmm. go. Like, I'm like, anyone's like, you want to? I'm like, yes. What are we? I don't even know what you said. Yes. I'm in. Just say yes. I'm in. And now it's like, I've been having so much anxiety about flying for like sickness reasons. Like, I don't want her to get sick because she's around all these people. And then I realized, holy shit, I've barely been anywhere with her. Like, I've been to a couple of those houses and to Target, like Walmart, whatever, grocery store. But I haven't like been anywhere. I think I've been to the mall twice with her, like the main mall. And then people's houses, like, she's only been to my dad's mom's and mother-in-law's. Like, it's so weird to think about how little I've been out with her. So I was, you know, thinking about what I have to wear to feed her in public. Because mm-hmm. we talked about this a little bit, but just, feed her in public and to not feel like I'm, like, not human. So, like, to actually look like something decent.
Yeah.
So that was my dilemma, and I was like, what is wrong with me? I can't figure it out. Why can't I get this under control? I try to, like, button up, and I'm like, so for those who are listening, I'm looking at my boobs and, like, trying, like, forcing the button to come together. I'm like, screw it, it's going underneath. The first button's going to be underneath.
Yes. I feel like the new normal, like, our new normal happens so fast.
Yeah,
like,
it's 9 months, but it's fast.
Yeah, like, because for those 9 months, you don't really adjust, right?
Right?
Like, you don't have to adjust anything. I still lifted. I still have a meal plan. I still was working. I was still doing all of my normal stuff. Mm-hmm. And then you have a baby, everything changes. Mm-hmm. Like, it's as if, like, there was no transitional time, really. And maybe with sleep. But even then, like, it just happens so fast, and your whole world is shifted. And then you're like, oh, well, wait a minute. I know I can do this, and I know I wanted this, but I wasn't ready. Like usually I prepare myself.
Right.
And I thought I was preparing for 9 months. I didn't. Right. Like, all I did was build a human, which is great. Yeah. Like, that's fucking fantastic and superwoman-like. Mm-hmm. But then it happens so fast, and your whole world shifts. Mm-hmm. And then you have to adjust to it, and be able, so you have to adjust to that change and then be able to try to incorporate your old normal into the new normal. It's a shit show. Like, we can keep that pause in there. I don't even want to take the pause out.
No.
Yeah, because, like, it's overwhelming, and I love it, and I think it's exciting, but I know we've talked about this too. We have to learn to be okay with having conflictual feelings and thoughts happen simultaneously, mm-hmm. because it on a daily basis, I think it happens.
Oh.
Like, where I'm like, I love you so much, and you're a fucking shithead. At the same time, I love you so much, I'm so happy you came into my life. Now, please go away.
Just stop for just 5 seconds.
Just stop. Oh my God, you're so cute crying. Shut the fuck up.
Yes. Now, if you could just stop and go to bed. Just go now to bed.
Did you ever get that book, Go the Fuck to Sleep?
No, but I always say there's, I forgot what movie it was. I think it's Step Brothers or something or whatever. It's like, go to sleep or I will put you to sleep.
Oh, yes. Oh my God.
That constantly goes in my head.
It's definitely a life-changing, beautiful experience and really, really hard at the same time. It's not... I think, you know, one topic that I think that we can talk about, it's not, like, now I understand more why postpartum depression can happen, mm-hmm. and that's, like, a real, real thing, and it makes sense, because this shit is overwhelming,
yeah.
and I can't imagine doing it on my own, like, being a single mom. I thought that I could, like, go right back into, like, the swing of things and work, but even, like, today was a shit show. Yesterday was hilarious. So I was wearing her and I was training my client. She was great, but her feeding was coming up towards the end of the session. So my client, Rebecca, I looked at her and I was like, she's going to get fussy. Like, I think I need to feed her. And do you mind? We had 5 minutes left. Mm-hmm. I was like, do you mind coming in the office with me? I walk into my office and I share an office and there's a trainee in my office being trained on my computer by the front desk manager. I start breastfeeding while telling her to do jump lunges and there's a trainee right in there. I'm like, welcome to the edge.
Yeah.
Hi.
This is my baby eating up.
Welcome to the edge. Rebecca, don't stop. You have 10 more to go. This is life. This is my new life. Okay.
But that's a perfect example of your life. Like, that is your life. Like, A, yes. B, C, A, B, C, A, B, C.
I could see how people would be like my doctors are so good. I don't know if you get this too, but I'm still being asked, like, how you feeling? How is, like, the postpartum going? How you feeling? Because the emotions that you go through, the lack of sleep and clearly, we're not getting that, like, cortisol level boost or feel-good serotonin level is not boosting as much as it did before. But I can see where postpartum depression can come into play,
yeah.
and can be hard. Or, like, even just anxiety and, I mean, your hormones are all over the place. I know that there's a silver lining.
Yeah.
And this is just the beginning, right, with everything that we do. In the very beginning, it's going to be tough, and then you get the swing of it. You can laugh at things. Like, I literally just laugh. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, this is just comical.
Yeah. I think I've gotten worse as I've gotten out farther from my birth date. Mm-hmm. So I've got my anxiety at night is ridiculous. It's like lock. Like, I'm a person that's like no big deal. We live in a nice area. No big deal. I'm, like, locking everything. If I go to the bathroom, I, like, lock the doors, like, because I'm home at night. So, Mike's not here, doors are locked. Like, Mike's upstairs sleeping, doors are locked. Like, it's so silly and stupid. And I got, I guess, a little bit more depressed, but mine was also anxiety, too. I kind of talked to you about this, about just the change in my work life.
Mm-hmm.
So at the little changes that maybe in the past didn't affect me as much, and I just was able to roll it off a little more, I took more personally or got more, like, obsessed about them a little more.
Yeah.
Or they hit home more, whatever way you want to say it. They upset me more, whatever way you want to say it. And, you know, I was, and not no one knows this, but I was like, I'd sit on my bathroom floor and cry because I don't have, that's my only 10 minutes like to myself, and 5 minutes of it was sitting on the floor crying because I'm just like stressed and everything.
Yeah.
I think this fucking travel thing this week in taxes, I was like doing all that this week, like, just put it all on me. Put it all on. Fuck it. But I do laugh after, but I did definitely have a little breakdown where I was just like rocking, holding myself in the bathroom, being like, just let it out. It feels so good just to cry.
Yeah. So. Girl, you're not alone. We're not alone. I remember Stephanie telling me that she used to go, because she had like shower time, so when Sal would come home and take Enzo for her, and she would go in the shower, and for like a good 15 minutes, she would just cry in the shower. And she didn't even care if she washed herself. She would just cry.
Yeah.
But I think that I would think that every mom has to go through that, right? Like, it's so overwhelming. Matt will, there was a good consecutive, like, 2 weeks where Matt would come home, and he would, like, come home from work and look at me, and he'd be like, how was your day? Like, so bright and eye. And I would just be like, it wasn't good. And I'd be like, oh my God, like, I can't come home and you cry every time. Like, I just can't do it. But God, I've cried in my car just because, like, I've told Matt, I'm going to go out and go get something. Mm-hmm. Just sit in my car in the garage. That's fucked up because it's cold outside.
As long as you have heated seats, you're fine. You're fine.
I've cried to Ravenna.
Oh, yeah.
Like, she has no clue what I'm saying.
You just hold her.
Just hold her.
I've done that. I was there. I was like, and I used to do it to Devo when I would get super stressed. I'd sit on the floor, like, when I was going through a super bad time. When my nation was fell off and stuff, I'd sit on the floor and, like, literally cry on Bebo's shoulder. And now I'm like, this is what I used to do to your brother when I was.
God. It's got to get better, right? It has to. It has to get better.
It's all ebbs and flows. I mean, we're laughing at it right now at the bad parts. So this is a better part. This is a better moment.
Exactly.
Even if we're stressed now. Like, I have anxiety about the flight stuff, but I'm still laughing about it, so this moment's better, and it's just, you gotta remember those little ups and downs, right. But there is a up, even if it's just for a few minutes, but.
Right. So. When you look at your month of February, what are some, like, little goals that you have for yourself for February?
That's a good one. I think I'm gonna just kind of keep the ship going forward, like, keep my, you know, keep working. I mean, this is a big, busy time for us now with show stuff. A lot of, for in our area especially, we have a lot of shows coming up in the next 10 weeks or so, 10 to 8 weeks. I think the thaw's in, like, maybe 8 weeks.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. But I know we have a big show around here in 10 weeks, so I have a lot of people who are doing that. So I'm going to try to really just focus my energy on that, and then, like, the posing and stuff for that and things. And just not focus on what may be different from last year.
Right.
And focus on what can be efficient this year. So really trying to live in that present where I don't do a good job of that. And that's why I have anxiety. I've suffered with anxiety. I've said that before my whole life. And the problem is because I'm always that person that's like, of everything that's gonna, like, can happen. That's gonna, like, one, you know why I have so much anxiety. It's not about, I don't give a shit about feeding her on the plane or anything like that. Like, I've got that. I can feed her anywhere. It's whether I should pack a carry-on or should I check it all, because I want to, and this is, here goes Christy's crazy mind. Everyone buckle in. You're going for a ride. So, all right, carry-on or check a bag. Well, I'm already checking a bag, so that's already going to, like, I'm checking her car seat, so that's already checked. So I could check another bag, and then I don't have to worry about carrying a bag because I'm already checking a bag. Okay, that's that part. Oh, okay. So let's go now to, you're not checking a bag, so you just have your carry-on in your diaper bag, but then you have your coat, Christine, you have your boppy, and you're going to have to hold these things. So you're going to have to hold these things all day with her on you, and what are you going to do when you have to put anything down and it's all gross? Oh, so maybe carrying on a bag is better. So you want to carry on a bag now, and which bag do you want to carry? Do you want to do one that has wheels and smaller, or do you want one that's bigger? And what are you going to put in it? Okay, we have to make sure we can all fit it on here, so what clothes are we going to wear? And this is exactly where everyone's like, are you sure you're not ADD? Like, ADHD or ADD, because, like, I'm like, and I answer myself, so I might be a little psychotic or schizophrenic, and I'm sorry.
All of the, that is valid, though.
It goes like this, though. It's like,
a little bit. It goes back and forth a little bit.
Oh, my God. So my conclusion is I'm doing a carry-on so that I can hang the boppy over that and my coder of that when I drag it through the airport.
Perfect.
Right?
See, but you wouldn't have known that if you didn't, like, work through all the other options.
And that's what my brain does with everything in life almost all the time. And my husband does the same thing.
Oh, I was just going to ask, what does Mike do?
No, he does the same thing, but he does it very silently, and he doesn't let it, like get so much weight on him, like it's some of the things it does for me. But even in little things, that's what I do. Like, I'm like, I can do this, and this, and this, and this, and this. Like, that's how, it's crazy.
Yeah.
And
I do that with scheduling.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Same thing. Because then you can do five things. You can do this instead of two or three.
Right. Like, even if you ever notice, if I, like, respond right away, and then only sometimes, though, now, especially with her here, but if I, like, respond to something right away, and then, like, if you ask for a time, mm-hmm. and then I don't respond right away, it's usually because in my head I'm going, like, well, I could do 2:30 to 3:30, but then if she's feeding at, like, what if she's feeding at 2:30? But then Aaron, but I finished with my client at 2:30, so then what if I'm, like, 5 minutes late? And then what if Christy gets mad because Christy has something that she needs to do, but I could do it later, but I want to kind of do a workout later, but what if Ravenna doesn't give me a chance to do a workout later? No, I shouldn't do 6 o'clock. Like, I'll do literally, like, instead of just – and I've learned, I know that I do that with myself, and then I prolong it, and then I don't answer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, that's interesting.
Right, so because then I'm like, fuck it, I don't know, I'm just not going to do it.
I give up.
I give up, I'm done. I'm so stressed out, I just want an Oreo cookie. I'm done.
I have to shoot myself again, though. Shit, how many shots, how many of this do I need? I need so many units.
The anxiety is crazy. My mom always tells me, like, are you sure you don't want to go back on Ativan?
Wow.
Yeah, I know. The other day she came and she was like, oh, I love her to death. She said to me, it was like 2 weeks ago, and I think I, like, Ravenna was sleeping, and my mom was like, go upstairs. What'd she say? What's, like, a heavy-duty anti-anxiety medication?
Like Xanax?
Xanax, yes. She was like, are you sure you don't want a half of the Xanax? And I was like, Mom, you're not and this is not okay.
No. I love it.
Like, it's a tall glass of wine, and I just don't even want to think about any of it. Right. That's what I want to do. Mm-hmm. I haven't even done that.
Yeah, and then you have to think and plan that, because you can't have it too close to her next meeting, or have the
right.
Freedom, so.
So then you ultimately say, fuck it, I'm not going to do any of it.
Yeah.
I don't even care.
Yeah. My girlfriend, the one I'm going to see, they're both of my girlfriends that were, I lived with when I was in Minnesota, and they're only about a week apart in pregnancy, and so they're like, do you want it? She's like, do you want anything? Do you want anything at all? I'm like, no. I'm like, I'm good. I'm not on prep, and I'm not drinking. Like, it's nothing. I don't need to worry about, like, going out for drinks or, like, going out partying or anything like that or whatever, because it's too much work. Like, if you have wine there, I might have a glass this week sometime, but, like, I'm not – don't go buy a bottle of wine. Don't, like
right. –
don't worry about any of this stuff.
Oh, man. I swear, eventually, like, when they are, what, two? Two. We got a year and a half. A little over a year and a half. We got this.
Everything's back to normal.
And then everything will be fine. Maybe we'll step on stage then, and we'll be in the master's class.
Seriously. No big deal.
No big deal.
So Heather Mowry and I did the posing class in Westbrook, where we live around, and we were working with 20-year-olds, and we were both like, I'm proud of you guys, because when I was 20, I was a shit show, like, shit show drunk. Like, good job for you guys.
How do you feel? So I work with a lot of younger girls, too, and then I think to myself, Danica, you're fucking crazy that you want to step on stage. Like, look at what you're training, and really, like it.
I look way better, not than my clients, but way better than when I was 20.
Yes, very true, very true. But then I always think, like, God, what am I going to go up against? But then sometimes I will, like, look in the mirror and be like, I don't look like I'm 32.
No.
I don't look like I just had a baby. My eyes may tell you that I just had a baby. My face and wrinkles may. And the gray hair and the bags under my eyes, but no. And don't you worry about that brown line that's still up my belly.
It'll go away. Mine just went away probably like last month.
Did it?
Yeah.
Yeah, mine's still there.
Yeah, mine was there for the first couple months too.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's not there anymore, so. And I don't even remember when it went away, so.
All the things that, like, you don't really think about. Matt asked me the other day, which, reminder to all gentlemen, you should never say this or ask your wife this. Matt asked me if I'm ready for number two.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I, like, looked at him like, what? What? You have to be out of your fucking mind. No. No, I'm not ready.
No.
I'm not.
I haven't even, like, had a normal baby yet. She's been sick, unfortunately, half the time.
No, I think that's maybe another thing, too, that stresses me out, because I haven't gotten that, and I think I said it last time, like, the cooing. Mm-hmm. Just recently, she's been, like, talking, which is cool. Mm-hmm. But, like, the smiles, and, like, I think that always makes things a little bit less stressful, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I agree with that. It definitely makes it better when she's like, oh, excited or
yeah.
Laughing.
Yeah. I know. Right now she's passed the fuck out.
Yeah, I can hear music going downstairs, which means that she is not passed out, which means daddy's like trying to like get her like either rolling or I don't know, but can you hear the music? I have my headphones and stuff.
No, I can't. No.
It's like almost vibrating me. I'm sitting on the floor. I'm like, she's little. She's got little ears. You don't need her. You don't need to put them that loud. She's okay. She's okay. God, if I could hear that loud up here.
How has he been with everything? How is his life? How do you think the transition for his life has been? I feel the same. I feel the same exact.
Like, I was so pissed when I was pregnant, and he was like, "What? It's not gonna really change my life at all." I was like, "Yes, it will." And I was like, "You motherfucker, it hasn't really changed his life except for he kind of has to get up earlier on Tuesdays and Thursdays because she'll wake him up when she cries. But besides that, even when I don't know if I said this, but and this is a complaining. This is a bitchy like a bitching moment. One night, so he plays. My husband's a very big video gamer, like huge. Video gamer, loves it. It's his hobby. He doesn't do really anything except for that. He doesn't drink. He chews tobacco, unfortunately, but that's in here and there. But that's his thing.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't gamble. He doesn't, you know, whatever. So he plays video games, like and I think it's a World of Warcraft kind of video game.
Uh-huh.
It was, so he plays this video game from 9 p.m. until 4 in the morning.
Oh, boy.
So do you remember when Christy said, there was a time where I went to sleep at 3 in the morning and had to get up for work at 5?
Yeah.
Guess who? Yeah. Some motherfucker was playing video games, and I was like, like, I will normally, I'll give myself until, like, 11 o'clock to try to get her down, whatever, and if she doesn't, sometimes after 11, I'll, like, pass her off and be like, all right, it's been all day, you've done jack shit, here's your child. I'm gonna take a nap.
I know their life doesn't really, I mean, it might be different for other people, but Matt, I think initially he was super involved because he had to be with like the SNS tube and feeding her. But then once he went back to work, and I'm never going to tell him, no, you can't go to the gym. So he'd go to work and then he'd go to the gym and then he'd come home. And then once he realized like, I'm losing it. Maybe it was the repetitive crying every time he got home. And he was like, this is not the wife that I want when I go home.
Right.
Like, I don't need that shit. So, but now he's like starting to realize that like I need him. Like I need a break.
Mm-hmm.
And he needs to like just man up and do something. Like give me a little bit of time and share the responsibility. Even today. So today, I'm obviously she's with me all day, and I'm working. Like, I don't see him bringing her to work with him, like
yeah.
put her
in car seat in the cruiser.
Right? Car seat in the cruiser.
No problem, you know, criminal degenerate, just sit next to her.
Oh my god, but he surprised me at work today.
Oh, and that's nice.
Yeah, because he happened to be down in the area, and he was just like, I just wanted to check in on you, is everything okay?
Aww,
I was like, nice. Yes, everything is, but his life hasn't really changed, like, it doesn't need to. Do you know what I mean? Like, ours needs to. Like, we have no choice. Mm-hmm. It needs to change. His doesn't. He could go all day without really interacting with her if he really chose to, and it wouldn't really affect her, mm-hmm. other than she wouldn't have a daddy.
Yeah.
That's good. Good for you, Matt.
Right. I think I said this a little while ago, that's part of the really big, I think, maybe if we flip in, we're not so mean to them, even though they could absolutely do it. There's so many interesting studies about men, it's ridiculous, where they, like, about clutter and stuff, like, where most men don't see messes like women do. Like, Mike puts his, he puts his damn knife that he has peanut butter on, and he doesn't, like, wipe off the excess peanut butter, he just, whatever's on the knife goes into the sink, and the peanut, and I have, like, this big thing about that, it's just, like, can't. So, or, like, last night, he put his plate on top of where the dishwasher is on the side counter. So it was just like an open and then put the dish in, but no, it was on top of where it goes. So they're completely different. But I think one of the things that has happened, so along the lines of our identities being changed, like I talked to you about this, and I think I might have said it on the podcast before, about I've always been a worker. Mm. And to not be a worker, as in not work 16-hour days, is amazingly different for me. Like, I don't know what to do with myself. Like, I am a show person, but I identify more as a person who works 16, 12-hour days, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I work a lot. That's always been what I've done. That's been who I am. And to flip that and to not work, I'm doing quotations, outside the home, and to be okay with that and now work, I felt like I need to make it up inside the home.
And, right.
And for him, I think his identity also kind of stepped up a notch, realizing I have to step up outside the home because yeah. she's now more in the home and she's doing all this.
Yeah.
So it's an interesting thing, and you know, that's, I always joke about how I think sitcoms are hilarious. When I was a kid, I was like, life can't be like that, and then now I'm like, oh, just add me into a regular sitcom. I am a typical like sitcom mom now.
It's so true, though. It's absolutely true. And I think that it's good to have, obviously, this is where communication is so important in relationships, but if I wasn't able to communicate everything that I was going through, or you to Mike, then I don't know if they would naturally shift. Yeah. Does that make sense?
No.
Yeah.
And some of the things aren't, like, exactly communicated. Like, I don't sit down with Mike. He's not really a sit-down person a lot. He kind of, I think, sometimes gets the idea, but, like, there's one day I sat down and I was like, no, I feel bad being away from you guys. And he's like, really? And I'm like, yeah. And so he's like, oh, okay. So then he kind of like makes me like, you know, go ahead, go do this for an hour or go do this, whatever. But then there's times where like with me, I feel like I had to step it up a notch. I didn't say that to him. I didn't say, oh, I feel like I need to step it up a notch. But he definitely was like, oh, she's literally, like, writing my meals out for me for the week on the whiteboard. Oh, we have food every single day that if I don't eat this, if I go out to Wendy's and eat that instead, this food's going to go bad, and then she's going to be pissed at me because she wasted money on food.
Yeah.
Oh, it's great.
Oh, I like our new life, kind of.
Yeah, it's just getting used to. It's definitely an interesting thing. Yeah, like I said at the beginning of this, we're not complaining. We're just voicing. Now, in how would someone who's not like not a pregnant or not a mom, how would you take this? Like, everyone has something to bitch about, and it's okay to do something, like to be like getting through the mud, right?
Yeah.
But like right now, we're like laughing as we're kind of like keeping our head above the water in the mud.
We're all in quicksand right now.
But we're thinking,
like, oh, we got this. It's okay. It's okay.
We're good. but we'll get out of it. So this is a step to getting out of it. So remember that. And for all those people in prep right now, you can be like, oh, this is hard. Oh, this is hard. How am I going to get out of this? I can laugh. Okay, good. I can laugh about it. That's one of my new coping. I can just laugh.
Right. That is totally my coping mechanism now. It's like, all right, what else you got?
Yeah.
I can do this.
Besides rocking in a ball on the bathroom floor.
You can do both.
Excellent. We'll wrap it up because it's been an hour and you have other things to do and you have that cute little baby on your chest still.
You're passed out.
I know. Can't believe an hour of just literally shooting the shit. I hope this is what it's like. I hope you have a friend that you can do this with. Like people out there listening.
I know. This is good for the soul.
That's right. It is. Championship for the soul. Oh, man. All right. What's one thing you're thankful for today?
I'm really thankful for my work. They are so flexible, and I didn't know how flexible they would be and how helpful they would be bringing Ravenna here, but God, everybody chipped in. Everybody was so just helpful in making sure that my transition back was good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm thankful for that. How about you?
I needed a laugh. It's been a rough week, just stressful. Okay. So I just needed a good old laugh. Yeah. That's where we're ending. So we are working on other things like always. One of the things we're going to have, one of our guests actually was now in the hospital. So that's one of the reasons.
Really?
Yeah. Did you see Fred was in the hospital?
No.
So Fred's in the hospital. So anyone who knows Fred, just send good wishes and stuff to him.
Okay.
I did get a text from his counterpart saying that he actually, Fred would like to do it while he's in the hospital. But that,
oh my God.
Yeah. I heard nothing back after that. So. That I think I was like, well, why don't we wait till he's out of the hospital? But
mm-hmm.
So, we're working on getting some of the IFPA/IPE people. And then also, Fred was the president of the NANBF out in the Midwest. He has just stepped down from that president, but he still has one of the best shows out in the Midwest. So we wanted to get him on here and talk to him about the new IFPA. The IPE, I guess, is what we'll technically call it from now on. Lots of craziness in the world of natural bodybuilding, as always, but a little bit better for us. Anywho. But we will be talking to you guys next week, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, we have a good one on coming up.
Yeah? Oh, that's right! Duh! Yeah. I forgot all about that one. Yay! So a little bit more baby stuff next week.
Good. I like it.
Excellent. All right. Well, everyone, you can reach us at championchat360@gmail.com or you can find us on Instagram or Facebook at championchat360. I hope you have a great day. We will talk to you soon. Thanks. Bye.